You know, I've done it so much, it's just become normal to me. And what I'm talking about is starting a new life. Just make a decision. Start a new life. Change jobs, change careers, change cities, change people. Just move on to a new life. I've done it so much that, and what leads to it is usually chaos and trouble, and you just don't feel like you belong, and or those people don't belong in your world, and you just say, I'm done. Sometimes you do it in a little progression, like one step, and then the next time you just do cold turkey and just disappear, you know? And people from your past, they'll be like little blips on the screen for a season, and then it'll just go away. That's how I know about the cog and the precog, because I've done this quite a few times. Let's say you choose a path. It could even be a marriage. It could be anything. It could be a job. It could be bloodline. It could be where you go eat lunch. It could be anything. And you decide it could be the way you... It could be anything. And you say, I'm making a change, starting now. And the good thing about it is, the future is open. The sad part about it is, after you do this enough, you'll see that the same patterns repeat. Let's say you're around this group of people. It could be bloodline, it could be a job, it could be a family that you married into, or you started the date and you were around that family. Let's say whatever it is, and you say, I don't like this anymore, I'm out of here, I'm gone. And it sounds kind of narcissistic in a way, and it probably is, but as you try to pull away nicely, people don't like it. So you almost have to just do cold turkey, because people don't want to see you leave. And they don't, and they, if you tell them why, and it's really them being narcissistic, you see that the whole family or the whole crew is narcissistic. You say, this is not a healthy situation, I'm out of here. And you could see how they would think you're narcissistic, but they won't, they're not willing to change. They're not willing to go to the next level. And so you say, I'm out of here. But you don't tell them that, you just leave. But it's probably better to say, I wish I could have went back in time and said, hey, I'm on a spiritual journey, and it's pretty much a lone wolf type thing, that I have an inner world that I'm remodeling by God's grace. And so I'm not mad, I'm just done. And so sometimes you just have to do it and go cold turkey, because if you don't go cold turkey, it'll just linger. It just lingers on, you know. I don't know if anybody's ever done this, experienced this. I don't know if it's just men that can do it, or I don't know. Maybe, I think I've heard of women just go away and start a new life, but usually it's the man, because you hear about a man just saying, I'm starting a new life, you know, because it's just too much chaos. I actually saw it in my family, where the men would just do something else. And they'd actually end up, a lot of them would just be a lone ranger out. Well, you never see them again, you know, like uncles and stuff. Just they're gone. They're doing their thing. You never hear from them again. So to me, it's normal. But I don't know if that's a normal thing. But the good thing about it is you just have a fresh start. You don't have anybody trying to bring up any kind of past junk that's just not even real. The past is not even real. Trying to bring up past stuff that's just stupid stuff, you know. Let's say you had a trouble with a wife and you were married and she couldn't leave the past behind, and every day she, but when you did this, it's like, okay, you're not spiritually growing. That's not even who I am anymore. You're trying to keep me living in the past. I gotta go. I'm not living in this chaos. And this in-law, and these in-law chaos, this in-law chaos has got to go too. Period. I don't want them across my threshold because they have a different belief system. I don't even want to see them. And so when you're able to shift your reality like that, I think it's God moving you to the next level. Some people might call it narcissistic. Some people might call it selfish, or they might call it whatever. But I promise you, when I set my affections above and I got people around me setting their affections below, I ain't got time for that. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. Because you're not here. You're here to rise up to the new man. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if people are dragging you down with their emotional baggage, they never let go. They can never let go. They'll never let go. I promise you, I've watched this too much. They will still live in the past 20 years. They'll be thinking about the past 20 years from now. They'll still be talking about stuff that happened in the past. And, I mean, I've seen it recently, and it's like, come on. That don't even exist anymore. Why hold on to the past? Let the past go. Start a new life. You should be doing this every day, but I'm talking about the big choices. You might have to change cities. You might have to change your phone number. You might have to change your email. You might have to change everything. But once you change everything, after you're in a new situation for about 6 months, you start to see the same stuff repeating. It's like, what? What in the world? You see the same deja vu. And then after you do it about 6 times, 10 times, you say, wait a minute, this is a program. This is a different person, but it's the same personality. This is a different person, but they're saying the same thing. This is a different person, but they're living in the past too. What's that about? They can't let go of the past. They can't start a new life day by day. You really got to do this every day, to be honest with you. And I guess it's bad when you're married. It's hard to do it because a married person hangs on to what happened yesterday. Why did you say that yesterday? I forgot what you're talking about. You misconstrued it. You misconstrued what I was trying to say, you know. I'm trying to park. The good thing about becoming a new creature every day is you learn to live in the now. And you learn that, let's say you change jobs, you go to another job, you're gonna have the same environment if you change jobs. It might be a little bit better, it could be worse. But there's going to be similar personalities and similar stories playing out. You get away from one set of in-laws, you go to another set of in-laws. Could be worse, could be the same, but it's usually the same drama stuff going on. You start to see the fractal. And then here's the thing. You can see the precogs. The same stuff trying to repeat, and you can avoid any kind of legal issues. You can avoid any kind of trouble because you've already seen it before. You know that this is not a situation you want to be in. It's just too toxic, you know. It's just too toxic. And you just
step away.
When you see toxic, before you step into it, you step away. You've already seen it. And people think they have a new story. They think they have something new. But I promise you, the law, the courts, the divorce attorneys, the counselors, the psychologists, they all see the same personality traits in different people. If you go to a psychologist, they can map out your personality based on other stuff. Now, they might not have, if they don't have enough years experience, they might not have ever met your kind. But if you got somebody who's been doing it for 20, 30, 40 years, they've met your kind before. And you might say, and I might say, I'm different. But I promise you, there's no new personality out there. It's written. It is written. The same story's playing out. Let's say you're a stoic. Let's say you say, I'm a stoic. There's other stoics before you in Rome. There were stoics before the USA ever existed. I'm a guru. There was gurus before you. I'm a person that loves everybody. There's people like that, like you before. You're not new. There's nothing new about you. And when you start to realize that, and you get in a situation that's not growing, the two people aren't growing together, or the business is not growing, or the people are not growing. People are not growing, they're staying stagnated. You want to get away from that, because the ones you hang around, you become like, right? And if they're not going to, rise up, how do you keep yourself from falling back? You have to get away from them, because they're going to pull you down into the back into the, you can't go back. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. In other words, once you get it, step into the spirit mind and healthy and strong boundaries and good communication and doing the inner work, and the new age people call it the shadow work. All they're really saying is you pay attention to your old flesh mind, any thoughts that go back, and you bring them captive. You bring every thought captive, you know. So if you got people around you trying to keep you from rising up, and they try to trigger you back down to the flesh mind, you know, you can't be around that. Unless you're Superman. You won't grow. They just keep going around the loop, you know, around the mountain, around the mountain. You can't be a part of that. And it might be painful. It might be painful to do that. But when you push through to the other side, it might take you 60 days, 30 days. It'll probably take 60 days. I got this. Listen. Hear them propellers? Hear them? Every day. Don't matter where I'm at, I'm hearing propellers. And it means propel, to push forward, to thrust. That's my whole point. How are you going to thrust to the other side if you got somebody weighing you down, or some job weighing you down, or some bloodline weighing you down? Are you ever going to step into your true calling? Are you ever going to get free? But back to what I was saying, once you see it, you've already seen it. Once you see the red flags, you've already seen it before. There's nothing new. After you do this, let's say you do it 20 times. Start a new life. 20 times. You just keep starting new life every few years or whatever. Every year and a half, you start a new life. I've had 120 jobs in my lifetime, and they're all the same. They're different kinds of careers, but the same dynamics with the personalities goes on. And the secret to a job is just take up your cross. Sir, yes, sir. If the boss says do something, sir, yes, sir. Don't fight. Don't argue. Don't complain. Don't gossip. Don't backbite. Don't get in the middle of it. They'll try to pull you in. Just keep doing your thing. Disconnect. Don't fraternize on the job. Don't go out to the bar with them. Don't go drink. Don't do any fraternization. Have your own separate life, and they can't get in. They can't mess you up. You know. You've got to rise above this thing. You've got to rise above this thing. And if there's other people around you that won't let you rise above this stupid sine wave, repeat, deja vu, matrix, cycles, simulated training program, if people around you won't let you rise up, say, see ya, wouldn't want to be you. And don't say it like that. Just fade away or just say, I'm done. No, it don't matter what they call you, narcissist. I mean, you're wanting to grow spiritually, right? It don't matter if they call you narcissist. It don't matter if they call you every name in the book. You just, because they don't understand your trajectory. Your goal is upward bound. Their goal is downward. If they're spiraling downward and not up, you got to cut them off because that's not your calling in life. Anyway, I could talk about this for 2 hours, but that's all right. I just want to throw it out. Something to think about. Any comments? You know, if anybody's ever had to do that, tell me your experience. If anybody out there has started a new life, tell me how it worked out. Because I think it all, in my mind, you almost have to do it at least once every year or every 2 years just to have your peace. You're going to, because it seems to be like a, there's another one, another different airplane with different propeller. Seems like to me, it's like Wile E. Coyote puts on a new face, but it's still Wile E. Coyote just to pull you down, you know.